The season's first wildfires are getting attention. The Alaska Interagency Coordination Center reports a 25-acre blaze in the Palmer area being worked by 13 firefighters, with smaller blazes in the Mat-Su, on the Kenai, and in the Fairbanks area drawing responses or being monitored in recent days. KUAC's Dan Bross has more.
The early season wildfires are attributed to human causes. Division of Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says burning of brush and trash are common in the spring and often result in wildfires.
We've seen a lot of problems with burn barrels as far as fires escaping. Just because you have a 55-gallon drum with a couple holes in it doesn't make it a good burn barrel.
Outdoor burning requires a permit, and Mowry says that's been expanded this spring to include use of burn barrels. Mowry says failing to follow burn rules can result in citations and fines if you start a wildfire.
You can be held accountable for the suppression cost, twice the suppression cost of that fire.
Aside from human-caused starts, Mowry says the state is keeping an eye on two coal seam fires that have sprung to life in the Healy area.
They're sort of burning all the time, and then when you get in some warm, drier weather, they can pop up and produce flames, produce smoke, which is sort of what's happening now.
Mowry says the coal seam fires are active earlier than normal, but will only be fought if they escape to surrounding lands. The season's first occurrences of another common source of wildfire starts, lightning, have been reported in the interior. National Weather Service meteorologist Dan Hancock lists three strikes recorded in the Fairbanks area over the weekend.
There was one northeast of Delta Junction up in, in the Good Pasture drainage. Couple over toward the Canadian border, and then we had one just south of town, just across the river.
Hancock says lightning results when a layer of cold air overlays moist, warm surface air, causing convection, a condition more common later in the season.
It's a little early. Sometimes we won't see any convective action until May.
Hancock says the recent strikes are not expected to kindle fires because of wet ground conditions in the strike zones. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.